Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 34 of Real Stories. I'm feeling really good today. You know, I just celebrated my 25th birthday this past week, and I'm really looking forward to this podcast because I have three really good paranormal stories for you guys. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for all your support, and if you have a story that you'd like to hear on the show, email it to me at thearspodcast@gmail.com, and you can remain anonymous. But without any further ado, let's get started. So, my wife and I bought a house in May of 2020. The house was built in the 80s and only had one previous owner before us. She was an older woman who kept the house in pristine condition. We're talking 80s appliance manuals still tucked away neatly in a drawer. The neighborhood kids would help her transport wood into the basement as there are a couple of wood-burning stoves in the house. She would invite the neighborhood over for poker nights and always had aged bourbon on deck. From what I've gathered, she was very loved in our neighborhood and was very proud of her house. Also, fun fact, her daughter was apparently a medium and would offer readings from the house. She was older and injured herself, so she had to move into assisted living. Fast forward, and we've been in the house for 2 years. We had done lots of remodeling and hadn't had any strange occurrences at this point. It was the middle of the night, and my dog, who sleeps in the bed with us, jumps up and starts barking and growling at the middle of our dark room. She had never done this before and hasn't done it since. She was acting so strange that it got to the point where we actually walked through the entire house to make sure nobody had broken in and no animal had somehow gotten inside, and we found nothing. After a while, we finally got her to calm down and she went back to sleep. 2 days later, we're on a walk in the neighborhood, and a neighbor who keeps in close touch with the previous owner informs us that she had passed away the night that our dog had a freakout. This neighbor would visit her and send her pictures of our house with the Christmas lights on, and etc. I'm convinced dogs are more sensitive than us, and the old owner might have come to see what we had done with the house. But it's also easy to look at it as a coincidence. Since that night, though, lights have turned on and off by themselves. This one door is always opening and closing itself, and another door has slammed shut twice. And this giant piece of furniture somehow moved on its own. My wife and I were preparing to host a get-together with old friends, and we turned a room in the basement into essentially a party game room, with a pong table, giant Jenga, etc. It's an unfinished room with a cement floor, so we were thinking cleanup would be easy if needed. We have this giant old recliner that is a heavy piece of furniture. It takes both of us to move it. We had placed the recliner out of the way in the corner. A couple hours later, we are cleaning upstairs. My wife and I and the dog are the only ones in the house. When my wife runs downstairs to grab some paper towels, she comes upstairs looking confused and asked if I had gained some muscle and moved the recliner on my own somehow. I hadn't. But the recliner had somehow moved to the head of the pong table. The amount of nope I experienced in that moment. There's no explanation for how that recliner had moved. Overall, we haven't necessarily felt threatened and nothing has really escalated, so we're just kind of noticing it and letting it go. But I thought it was kind of worth sharing. Wow, that was an interesting story. And yes, I agree with them. Definitely was worth sharing. So these people bought this house that only had one previous owner. She was very liked in the neighborhood. Everybody loved her. She had people over, and she even had a daughter of her own who was a medium. So there's good vibes all around in this house. So one night, the couple is trying to sleep, and their dog just gets up and is just barking at nothing, which is often very anxiety-inducing because, you know, dogs are more sensitive to stuff, and when they start barking out of nowhere, first of all, it's like a jump scare to be like, oh my God, like if you weren't expecting it. But then you're wondering, what are you barking at? So it turns out that the old owner of the house had passed away that night. And because she was in the house so long, and because the dog normally does not do that and hasn't done it since, they have a, I think, plausible theory that maybe the owner had come by to say goodbye to the house, or just to check up on the house and see how it was doing because she had spent so much of her life in it. And I think that that is what happened. And it didn't stop there, though. They've had a couple strange things happen after that night, such as lights turning on and off by themselves, which skeptics will say, you know, electrical issues. Maybe. I'll give you that. Maybe. However, another thing that happened was they have doors open and close by themselves as well, and they'll often slam. Now, people will say, oh, maybe it's the wind, there's a draft, window open, whatever. I'll even give you that. However, third piece of evidence of supernatural activity in the house, I would challenge the skeptics to disprove. And that is, they have a massive recliner that they say is very heavy and requires two people to move it. And at one point, they had put it in the corner, they moved it there, and they were getting ready to have people over. The wife runs downstairs to where this room is, where the recliner is, to grab some paper towels. And when she goes down there, that recliner has moved places completely. It is in a totally different spot from which they left it. How did that happen? They didn't do it. They would have said that. And it takes two people to move it. So what is the possible explanation for that? I don't know. Because there aren't a lot. If somebody was in the house, or maybe, you know, people could say, oh, maybe they have somebody who's living there secretly, just like, you know, hiding. That has occasionally happened and very creepy to think about, but that's a thing. However, unless they're ridiculously strong, they wouldn't have done that. And why would they have done that? It doesn't make any sense. So I think that the explanation for that is definitely paranormal. But the good thing is, however, that they don't feel threatened, which is nice. Although I gotta say, the door slamming is, let's not do that. So any ghosts listening, stop slamming doors. But no, so they don't really feel any threatening presence, but they do notice these occurrences because it's hard not to. But definitely a very interesting story. Not a super scary one, but one that definitely makes you think maybe there is something after this life. We'll be right back with more creepy stories after this word from today's sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey guys, the start of the new year can be stressful. There's a lot of things going on. The weather's kind of crazy. There's holidays and new beginnings. And all of that could be overwhelming. So if you might be feeling overwhelmed, depressed, stressed, or anxious, today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You can talk to your therapist in an online environment at your convenience. And there is a broad range of expertise in their network of over 20,000 therapists that give you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a quick questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and you get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours. You can then schedule video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. You can request a new therapist at any time with no additional charges. So join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realstories. That's betterhelp.com/realstories, all one word. What better way to start off the new year than by getting your mental health in order? It's so important, guys. So start today with BetterHelp. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay, a little background. I live with my husband and five children in a ranch-style house. We've been at this place for 5 years now, and our kids range in age from 13 down to 1 year old. For the past 3 or 4 months, there's been something in my house that cries at night. It's not my kids or my cats. It's something else. These disturbances typically happen between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Usually what happens is my husband and I are in our living room at night watching TV and unwinding from the day. All of the children are asleep because they have a 9 p.m. bedtime. Suddenly, we will hear the sound of a child crying, and I mean loudly crying. Not just whimpers, but big, sobbing cries. One of us will immediately jump up to go check on the kids, as all of my children have had night terrors and typical childhood nightmares at some point. But none of them are ever awake. They're all fully asleep, completely peaceful. This will repeat a few more times until we go to bed. It doesn't happen every single night, maybe only once or twice a week, but it's very disturbing when it does. My 13-year-old has also heard the phantom crying as she was up late with my husband and I one night on the weekend. Also, my children do not have TVs in their room, and their tablets or switches are always off, so it's not a sound coming from anything like that. They are not crying in their sleep either. They are always peaceful and undisturbed, not even moving around when me or my husband goes in to check on them. We don't have a baby monitor, so there's no chance of interference coming from one. I do have two Siamese cats who make noises that sound exactly like human voices, but they are always in the living room with us or sleeping in front of the heater in our kitchen, and I have been able to confirm it's not them. As well as the crying at night, we often hear the sounds of doors opening and closing, most often the door to my daughter's bedroom. It makes a specific sound because the door sticks a little and you have to put some force into it opening or closing it. We always go to check on the children after we hear this, and all of them are always asleep. These things are not just heard by me, but my husband too, so I know I'm not going crazy. The only thing even remotely like this that has ever happened to me was when my current 5-year-old was around 2, about 3 years ago, and in the same house. And we both heard the sudden and extremely loud sound of what I can only describe as something or someone pretending to cry like a baby. I know that it sounds weird, but it's the only way I can describe it. Imagine a grown adult, almost mockingly, pretending to cry like a newborn. That's what it sounded like. It was so loud and frightening that my daughter instantly started screaming in fear, and I packed us into the car and left the house immediately. We spent the rest of the day at my sister's, and I refused to be alone in the house without my husband for the next couple of days. So what could this be? A demon? A ghost? I don't really believe in the idea of dead people just hanging around your house for eternity. A mimic? What could this thing want? And how do I get rid of it? Ooh, that is a real chilling story because I just would not want to be in that situation. Like, it's really, really unsettling. It's not like terrifying, but it's really unsettling because these people are living in this house. And every few days or so, they will hear a voice that is like almost mimicking a crying child, a crying newborn. Like, that's a really common occurrence for that to be happening that much. And they have kids themselves, but when they go and they check on their kids to see if it's one of them, because logically that's what you would think, it never is. And they're always asleep, just, you know, peaceful. Not even disturbed by the parents checking on them. And they also do have cats, but they have checked and it's never the cats who are making this noise because the cats are normally in their sight or a place where they know where they are and they know that it's not them. So the really creepy part about this is I don't know what that could be other than some sort of paranormal outcome. I don't know if there are any household issues that can sound like a baby crying, but if there are, it's really creepy. They do think in the comments that it's possibly the spirit of a child who maybe lived in the house at some point in time. And honestly, that's a plausible explanation because it doesn't seem to be any of their children. It's not any of the technology because they specify that the kids' tablets and TVs are off. So it's not that. And apparently, hearing phantom crying is something that mothers do deal with after having kids. But the fact that the dad is also hearing it puts that theory to rest as well. So people in the comments are saying that it could also be an animal living under the house. So definitely something that they should get checked out. But it doesn't really seem that way because I don't know of a lot of animals that sound like newborn babies crying. Like, they have a distinct sound, and I don't think a lot of animals typically mimic that. And also, for it to be weirdly scheduled, like it's every couple of days, why wouldn't it be every night if it was an animal trapped there? Like, why would the animal stop making these noises and then continue every couple of days or so? I don't know. Very weird, though. Also, call back to the last story. They are also experiencing the slamming of doors in the house, which is classic paranormal activity. So, very interesting. It's, again, not terrifying, but deeply unsettling and very, very weird. I guess it's possible that it's an animal, but my leanings, of course, are more towards the paranormal. But what do you guys think? I grew up in the 90s in Minnesota. My parents divorced when I was 8, and we spent every other weekend at my dad's haunted house. This house had every type of ghost you could think of. A shadow man in a trench coat and a brimmed hat. Another separate shadow figure that danced down the hallway. A man dressed to go fishing. A doppelganger of my father. Two giggling little girl ghosts. And many other unseen entities. The dishwasher, radios, and lights would turn themselves on and off randomly. Loudly banging would be heard on the walls and doors. Door handles would jiggle and turn on their own. Feelings of being touched or caressed in the shower were reported as well. My father also had an incident where he felt like someone crawled into bed with him in the middle of the night when he was the only one home. My uncle reported hearing two little girls giggling and singing in the basement one night while sleeping downstairs. Upon awakening the next morning, he discovered there were no kids in the house that night. So, who did he hear playing in the middle of the night? Also, there was a salamander plague one night. The entire yard was covered in slimy, slithering salamanders. It only ever happened once. Not positive if that is paranormal, but it is certainly strange. One sunny Saturday morning while visiting my dad, my brother and I were up early watching cartoons. I was 8 years old and my brother was 3 at the time. As we sat on the couch, we heard 3 alerting knocking sounds on the wall 5 to 6 feet behind us. Our heads quickly snapped back to look at the wall where the sounds were coming from, but we saw nothing. My brother and I quickly turned to look at each other with frightened eyes. I, being the older sister, tried to be brave. I told him that it was nothing. As we turn our attention back to the cartoons, my 8-year-old brain was spinning. What if that banging noise we just heard wasn't just the pipes, as I had been told so many times? What if it was a ghost? I hate when the ghosts come around. Why isn't my dad around whenever this happens? As these thoughts swirl in my head, we hear it again. This time, it is coming from somewhere in the kitchen off to our left. It's not as loud as the first time, and the sound is different, like someone knocking on the kitchen counter instead of the wall. We quickly strain our necks to peek inside the kitchen with lightning speed to try and catch whomever or whatever is making that noise. Again, there is nothing. I take a deep breath. Once again, I pretend to be brave and tell my brother, "It's nothing. Just ignore it." My heart is thumping in my chest, and there are butterflies in my tummy as the familiar anxiety grows worse with each passing second. I tuck myself up onto the couch in a ball, not wanting to let my legs dangle off the side. I no longer feel safe. Nothing is to be trusted. I can tell the noise is coming from the wooden dining table this time. I can see the entire table from where I am sitting, and there is nothing on the table that should be making that noise. No one except me and my brother are awake. There is no one in the dining room. There is no logical reason for this knocking noise that is moving around us. Just then, I realize the knocking sounds have been moving in a big circle around us. If this invisible entity is to move any closer to us, the next logical place for it to be would be in the living room where me and my brother are currently sitting. I presume that the knocking would be on the coffee table, sitting less than a foot away. No sooner had that thought crossed my mind than it happened again. This time, the noise was coming from the coffee table sitting less than a foot away from us. I instantly flip back over the couch in a reverse somersault-like motion and run at superhuman speed to my father's bedroom. In my panic, I completely left my little 3-year-old brother behind to fend for himself. Luckily, he wasn't too far behind. We sneak into our father's room and quickly lay on the floor. Our dad would have been super mad if we had woken him up early on a Saturday morning, even for a ghost. In our commotion, we woke up our 6-year-old sister who was sleeping on our dad's floor. Us 3 kids always slept together on the floor whenever we were visiting. We also used to go to the bathroom together. That's how terrified of the ghosts we were. So we quietly whisper what just happened out in the living room to our sister. As we are telling her this story, something catches our eye. We can see a black shadow under the small space between the bottom of the door and the plush carpet. This black shadow is slowly pacing back and forth in the hallway just on the other side of the bedroom door. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, like this shadow is waiting for us. Unfortunately, I don't remember what happened after this point. Somehow, the rest of that memory has been lost with time, but I know for sure we didn't open that door. Oh, man. Whereas our other 2 stories this episode kind of left a little bit more to think about as if there was, you know, rational explanations, this one is straight up scary. Like, that is terrifying. So our author's parents divorced when she was young, and she went and spent every other weekend with her dad, which is normally a typical thing. However, her dad's house is extremely, extremely haunted. You know, most houses have maybe 1 ghost, if you are lucky slash unlucky, depending on how you feel. This one had a plethora of ghosts. She mentions that they have a shadow man in a trench coat and a brimmed hat. Not the first time we've heard that, by the way. Another separate shadow figure that danced down the hallway. A man dressed to go fishing, oddly enough. A doppelganger of her father. That's terrifying. 2 giggling little girl ghosts, which is also very scary. And many other unseen entities. I don't know what the heck was going on in this house, but it is ghost central. But this particular experience that our author has happens when she's like 8 years old and she's sitting with her brother, who is 3 years old, on the couch in their living room Saturday morning watching cartoons. Typical kid behavior. When all of a sudden they start hearing knocks, distinctive knocks. Knock, knock, knock. And they're originally always told by their dad, oh, you know, it's just the pipes. Old houses make weird noises sometimes, which is true. They do that. Having lived in an old house, they make a lot of weird noises. However, in this case, I cannot possibly think that it is, you know, the house making odd noises. So, first of all, the noises that they're hearing are seemingly moving, and what comes to be in a circle around them, almost like the ghost is just kind of taunting them and moving around, just trying to freak them out, which is really scary because there's typically a couple different kinds of spirits. There are spirits that are kind of just there, you know, like in our first story where it's just the owner, maybe just checking around, seeing what's going on. There are spirits that are very unhappy. They're not violent, but they're unhappy. That's kind of more like the ghost in our second story. Just making noises, but not really hurting anybody. Then you have this type of ghost that is really in this main story where they're trying to scare people. And they're like, it does something for them to bother people. And that is where it gets really terrifying. Luckily, it is not the fourth type where it's a ghost that is out to hurt people. And people, you know, wake up with like scratches or, you know, things really start going wrong. That's more like demonic. Most of the ghosts are either just chilling and lurking or they're upset and they're slamming stuff, really making their presence known. But this story, even the ghosts that make their presence known can be super scary, as is the case with this one. At first, they hear the knocking in back of them on a wall, and it's scary because it sounds like somebody is knocking. It's not, when houses make weird noises, sometimes it'll be a creaking, even if it is like the pipes, which the dad says, which also makes me think that it's ghosts even more because they say that this type of stuff doesn't happen around their dad. Because the kids are more likely to see and interact with the ghosts, as we've talked about 100 times on the show. The kids and the animals just have that sixth sense and can see these apparitions. So, after hearing it behind them, they then hear it kind of off to the left in their kitchen. And they're like, oh, this thing's kind of moving in a circle. And if that is the case, then the next logical place that I might hear knocking is on this coffee table right in front of us, because that's the pattern. Very smart for an 8-year-old, I will say. Then they hear it on that coffee table. And, you know, obviously they are horrified and they run screaming away, but they end up finding their other sister who was asleep. They woke her up with all this commotion downstairs with all them running and whatnot. And they tell them, you know, what's the deal, because they're aware of all of these entities that are in the house. This is not the first time they've seen it, probably not the last. So they're telling her what happened, and something catches their eye, and they see a black shadow under this bedroom door that's just kind of pacing back and forth, which is so scary. But unfortunately, they don't remember what happened. But if I had to guess, it's probably a trauma response to not remember what happened, because they remember vivid details of the rest of the story, but don't remember what happened after that. And they're very young at the time. They're 8 years old. Their brother's 3. Their other sister is like 6, they said. So it's very possible that they're in that early stage of development where when something scary happens, their brain is able to kind of file it away and just hide it from them, and they're young enough to where they could just forget about it, which is good, because a lot of people, you know, they just have that trauma and they can't forget about it, and it just haunts them like a ghost. But in this case, kind of an anticlimactic end because they don't remember, but it leaves you wondering, like, what sort of scary thing happened after that, because it doesn't just sound like that story ends with, and then the ghost left us alone. It sounds like, you know, the ghosts were definitely on some malicious intentions that day with all this knocking and pacing. And it's really, really freaky to hear about. And also that ghost that they said that is a doppelganger of their dad is really scary because it's almost targeting someone that you feel safe around. as if to scare you even more, is one way to interpret that. Another way to interpret that is that, you know, maybe their dad has like a common look and, you know, this ghost just happens to look like their dad. Another way to view about it, but would still have the same effect, so doesn't really matter, intentions or not. Either way, it's scary. But that was definitely, you know, one that it's obviously something paranormal. This is not going to be explained away by some sort of rational explanation, because how do you explain the knocking and the knocking getting closer to them and them seeing the ghosts? Like, they're not, they didn't just, you know, make that up. They saw many different ghosts throughout the house, and the pacing back and forth by the, you know, the shadow at the end is just really scary, because, you know, as a kid, you don't know what this entity is capable of, but you just see the pacing and you're just like, the unknown is terrifying. Alrighty guys, that's going to do it for episode 34 of Real Stories. This week you have heard: previous homeowner made a visit the night that she passed away, by Kales2233. Then, something is crying in my house at night, by CarelessEvent8675. And finally, my experience growing up in a haunted house, by EasternToon4592. All stories were read with the permission of their respective authors. And once again, for 10% off your first month of therapy at BetterHelp, go to betterhelp.com/realstories, all one word. Thank you guys again so much for listening. If you enjoyed, tell a friend and leave a review, and I will see you next week with a brand new episode. So have a great week and stay safe.